Psalm 19, verses 7 through 14. That is our passage as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This is a Psalm of David. He's talking about Scripture. He says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold, than they are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. And by them your servant is warned, and keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant away from willful sins. May they never rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgressions. May these words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer." So there is absolutely no substitute for reading the Word of God. There is no substitute. That's why we need to read fewer books about the Bible and spend more time reading the source. Interaction with God's perfect and trustworthy Word needs to happen on a daily basis. Here are the benefits. Here's what the Psalm says. God's Word rejuvenates the soul. God's Word provides wisdom and discernment. God's Word brings joy to the heart. God's Word gives enlightenment. God's Word builds stability. God's Word is more precious than gold, sweeter than honey. God's Word warns us of sin. The Bible is God's love letter to you. You're going to miss out on His great compassion, and you're going to miss out on His perfect will when you neglect to crack open the pages. Father, forgive my hidden faults. As this passage says, keep me from willful sin. Please don't let my propensity to sin rule over me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Thank you for being my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.